he got, you said you hadn't signed it. You did sign it.
It was the wrong, yeah, I didn't remember doing it. Thanks for the copy. All right, 1 o'clock. Go ahead and start this December 28 year-end meeting. And Jerry, do you want to start off with the checks or?
Well, you want to go through these other things that should be done before we do these?
That'd be fine. Maybe before we do that, would you have any aversion to Jonathan Hofstetter is here? Would you swear him into office? Would that be okay? I didn't know if you had to leave.
No.
Today or not.
Okay. I'm good. Thank you, though.
Here, John, put your name in there and we'll do this.
May I borrow it? Nope. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Stand up. Okay. I, Jonathan Hofstetter, do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that I will discharge the duties of my office of Sugar Creek Township Trustee with fidelity, that I have not paid or contributed or promised to pay or contribute either directly or indirectly any money or other valuable thing to procure my nomination or election, except for necessary and proper expenses expressly authorized by law, that I have not knowingly violated any election law of the state or procured it to be done by others on my behalf, that I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly any money or other valuable thing for the performance or non-performance of any act or duty pertaining to my office than the compensation allowed by law, so help me God.
Can you read that back to you? Or
no, that's
you fine. Good?
Yep.
I do.
Good.
Thank you.
And I'll sign it. I'll put it in the Oath of Office book then. So,
all right.
You want a copy of it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And then you'll have a copy for the files and Jerry on that.
Yep.
Is there anything else I need to sign? Or we?
No. Yeah. I'll let's see. Yeah, you sign here and then I sign there. That's right. Okay, all right.
John. That's not my design either.
No, this is another form. I was going to use one or the other. I thought if the attorney was here, I'd use this form and have him notarize it. Since he's not here, we use this form. We've used this form for years.
Okay, you guys good with that?
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, that's it, so you guys want to make sure you're there.
Can I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Motion, we need a motion to approve the December 4 minutes.
I'll make a motion that we approve the December 4 minutes. I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Wingert?
Yes.
Okay. A motion to approve the Monday, December 11 special meeting minutes.
I'll move that we approve the December 11th minutes. I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Wingert?
Yes.
Motion to approve the Tuesday, December 19 special meeting minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve the December 19th minutes. I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Wingert?
Yes.
All right, now, the motion to reallocate $3,200 from line item 2031-330-420 operating supplies to 2031-760-740 equipment and buildings.
I'm sorry, what's the amount again?
$3,200.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Steiner?
Yes.
Wingert?
Yes.
Motion to reallocate $500 from 2021-330-323 repair to 2021-110-213 Medicare.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Wingert?
Yes.
Motion to reallocate $20,000 from 2031-330-420 operating supplies to 2031-760-740 equipment and buildings.
The first motion that we did, was mm-hmm. that is that going into the same one?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Wingert?
Yes.
Okay, motion to adjust Leroy Campbell trucking purchase order to free up funds for the excavator and the building heater.
So basically we're just...
we're lowering his...
The PO. The
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that money is going into mm-hmm. where?
Into the equipment and building.
That same
from
one.
From operating supplies, equipment and building.
Okay.
I kind of got this in a backward order. I should have did the purchase order first and then did the reallocation, but that's how I thought it through and did it.
Okay. Yeah. And how much are we moving again?
It would be 20. We're dropping Leroy $23,200 in his purchase order.
And putting that allocated.
That goes then into equipment and buildings to pay for the excavator and the heater.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Wingert?
Yes.
Okay, now, motion to approve Attorney Schrader, then and now purchase order in the amount of $4,476 for legal fees.
And that money came from, we're making a, adjusting the PO for that, so we
no.
paid it.
No, that was money that was contributed, donations. And we finally got the amended certificate, and now we can go ahead and spend the money. That's what.
Yeah, we didn't pay that the last time. This is the one we're going to pay.
We paid $6,000 last time, $4,476 this time.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Winger?
Yes.
Motion to approve a then and now purchase order to Acton Tractor in the amount of $19,650 for the down payment on the Kubota KX057 excavator.
I'll make that motion.
I'll
and
second.
That's at 30%, 30% down payment.
Steiner?
Yes.
Winger?
Yes.
Motion to approve a then and now purchase order to Brosius Johnson Griggs in the amount of $5,000 to settle the payment of legal bills.
And this is the one that at our last meeting when you went back and got the amended certificate for the additional
right.
five. That's where we're getting that
right.
from. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Winger?
Yes.
Motion to approve a then and now purchase order to Rick's Heating and Cooling in the amount of $3,200 for a building addition heater.
I'll make that motion, sir.
I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Winger?
Yes.
Okay, now, let's go ahead and sign these. Those are the purchase orders.
Just over here?
Yeah.
On the side.
On that side there where it says president, just put vice president. This is here. Sign this. These are Kevin and Scott's pay vouchers.
For this year?
Well, for the December pays. I think we just need to have a copy in the records that's signed by the trustees.
These would have been on the previous sheets, the payment listings, right?
Well, some of it would have been. See, those are direct deposits. So when they're direct deposited, we don't have a check to sign. So I think we need to have something like that signed. So, yeah. It would be the two at the top. Double check up here. Be those. Consumer Gas wants permission to bore Arnold Road to provide service at 15269 Arnold Road. And they say they'll be boring under Arnold Road and will stay 36 inches below the bottom of the ditch. So if you approve this, we need to send this back to them.
And this is just the standard
yeah.
form that comes through.
Yep.
You guys have seen these.
Yeah.
Do they work with Kevin then, our guys, or do
yeah.
they do it on their own?
Yeah, they would. They should call him probably when they get ready to do the work.
Okay, so he kind of oversees
he does,
that.
Just to make sure that they are down. That's not.
That's not far from here. So all they do is they just have a gas line on the other side of just tapping in.
Right.
Okay. We just sent it. Today's date.
Yeah. Whenever you get a request like that, make sure that it says, or you specify, 36 inches below the bottom of the ditch.
Yeah, because East Union had a problem. They were putting new stop signs in, and they had the gas line marked, but it wasn't exact, and when they put the new post in, they hit the gas line. It wasn't down far enough.
So that way, then Kevin, but he also knows he tracks where these lines are at.
I think I'll write on there to call Kevin before we send that back to him.
How many different gas companies do we have? We have Columbia.
We have Consumer Gas.
Okay.
Now, another thing to be aware of, I don't know if it's, can't remember, I think it was Consumer Gas, that they sent out a request for a blanket permission slip and don't give that. In other words, you give them a blanket, they can go out here and bore any road at any time they want to. So don't do that. Okay, I'll do that. Okay. We need to have a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve boring Arnold Road.
I'll second that.
Okay, Steiner?
Yes.
Winger?
Yes.
Okay, this, I think you probably already maybe got them. You have a copy of it, but I don't know how
this
how
is
you
that.
Want to...
Oh, yeah, you probably aren't aware. Ron Ops just called me yesterday, and we are going to have a special meeting tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Okay. To cover that.
Just this. Yeah.
Yeah. Just yeah.
Okay, so then
because
you've got
what happened here is we sent this earlier in the year. I'd sent it up to the prosecutor's office, and she came back and said she would not recommend signing as it is. So.
So I did tell Ron or texted him that he needs to check with the prosecutor's office. As to what, supposedly he's getting things fixed. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'd given you another copy of it. You have a copy
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all set.
I guess the other thing I got is the bills.
Okay.
I make a motion that we pay the bills.
I'll second.
Steiner?
Yes.
Winger?
Yes.
On this one, Jerry, what we have, sometimes you just have like two amounts that get billed on one check, and then it just lists that. Is that?
Mm-hmm. At High Edison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that because they come in same time, but they're like for different areas in the township?
Well, one's for street lighting, and the other's for the township garage.
So it's not that one's for Lake Harmony street lighting.
It is. It's Lake Harmony street lighting.
But they put those
two together. Kidron street lighting is American Electric Power.
That's right. Okay.
I mentioned to you, you see this check to the city of Oroville?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask.
You know, and we were trying to find money and take money here and take money there. And I was afraid to take from that fire contract for fear Oroville would come in with a bill, and sure enough, here we are.
How much have we paid them this year?
Hmm?
How much have we paid?
I think we've only paid them $1,500, this $1,000, and that $500 the last meeting. But we only had $1,500 left in the account. Had we taken that money, then I wouldn't have been able to pay Oroville.
You would have had to switch stuff around again.
Okay, I'm missing one. I wondered when I saw that what was going on, because it was grass fire at the same place, two different dates.
Historically, isn't that the last meeting of the year you have the most checks to sign? Or does it just happen to be that, I mean, there's quite a few this month?
Oh, yeah, this meeting always have a bunch of checks because we clean everything up. And there was no other checks in the mail today, or bills in the mail today, so I hope that's it.
This one, Jerry, where we had, like, for Mass Lepley, do we just have an account on, we have an account there, and then basically we take things, they'll sell something to us on terms, and like on this one, we had to get supplies, or is this something we haven't actually received yet?
No, he would have gone, Kevin would have gone in there and bought some supplies.
But there are a number of local suppliers that we have terms with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin handles all of that.
Yeah. Now, another thing to kind of keep in mind, we're not to be charged sales tax, and I think it was either Trail Tire or Village Motors had sales tax on the bill, and I always just cross it off and pay them just the amount. So.
The only ones that we don't have on this payment list are ones that you would be making electronically.
Yeah.
Like that, PERS and the tax ones.
Yeah, we don't sign those, but you can see them if you want to. There they are.
Okay. We have the paper. We have the paper trail for those.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
As of right now, this is where we're at. Right now, we would have $178,806.03 in the bank. Now, we've got a little bit coming yet because I haven't gotten, I'll probably get it tomorrow. I haven't gotten the cell tower payment. So that shows on there that we're still short one cell tower payment. That'll be $1,725. And then the only other thing that will add to this is interest. So we'll probably have about 20 some dollars of interest to add in. So if you add your add 1725 to the 178,000, that gives you an idea about where you're at. And the 1725 goes into the general fund. So the general fund balance before the 1725 is $9,321.
And when does that cell tower typically come in?
Well, it'll probably come tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you said.
I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought maybe I'd have it today, but it didn't get it today. So.
What is that, an electronic deposit?
No,
or
it comes a check in the mail. Yeah.
And then, so you say the cell tower and then some interest.
A little bit of interest. And I won't know what that is till I get the bank statement.
But it's got to be, what, under 10 bucks?
Oh, no, it'll be more than that. It'll be between $20 and $22 of interest.
So if we use 20, just average 20, we'd be somewhere around 180,000, 550, somewhere in there. Total balance.
You added the 1725, yeah.
I just added the 178,806 plus mm-hmm. 1725 plus $20,
mm-hmm.
just to get an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So really we can't close year end without, obviously without those numbers.
No, the year won't be closed until I get the bank statement and balance the bank statement and certify that. Did I give you Schrader's outstanding
yes.
bill?
Yeah.
Did I?
This one.
Okay. I got another bill from him, and I updated it on that sheet, so that's where we're at with him. So as far as bills are concerned, we have no outstanding bills as of right now, except that.
These. And what we're looking at here is basically the balance, $19,099, which includes the bill that you received,
mm-hmm.
the recent.
Yeah, it's that last bill.
Okay, and then, so that's what's due. That would all come from the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is about 93,
mm-hmm.
although we would add 1725.
You'd have about 11,000.
Yeah. So we could not pay all this, mm-hmm. even if we wanted to.
No. You probably, if you talk to him and talk about payment, you probably could make payment to him sometime in February once your real estate tax settlement comes. Now there will be some monies coming in January. You'll get local government gas tax, more cell tower money. But then that's not going to kick in enough money to pay him totally. But then by the time your real estate taxes come in February, you'll have gotten more local government money and cell tower money, and you should have some money then to make a payment to him. But then you're going to have other expenses. You're going to have overhead expenses that you're going to have to watch out for. So,
Now, that February, typically, when does it come in February, the tax money?
About the middle to last part of February.
And what, I guess we could look last year, but about how much would that be that's coming for the tax?
It ought to be around $290,000. And see, that'll have general fund money, road and bridge money, and street lighting assessment. That all comes in that first payment.
Now, is this the one that we can request early?
Yeah.
What's it take to do that?
You have to call or send a note to the county auditor and ask them to advance the real estate taxes.
And we've done that in the past?
I did that probably 20 years ago. I haven't done anything since.
How much time does it, is it like the beginning of February, or do they actually give it to you?
Well, that's the thing. If you request it and we're already close to receiving the settlement, it's kind of an academic issue whether you want to get an advance or wait another week and get the settlement. So that's up to however you want to approach that. But I think you need to talk to the auditor about it.
I don't know how long it takes to turn that around. If we do that early in January.
I don't remember what it took anymore. It was a long time ago that we did that. We always did it, and here's the reason we did it. It wasn't that we needed the money. We were getting 7, 8, 9% interest. And so we thought we might as well get the money and put it in the bank as to have them sit on it and then send it later. So we'd always get an advance.
And they don't dock you any minimal interest at all. It's the same amount.
No.
So they know what it is. They know how much was collected.
Yeah.
It's just that they typically don't pay it out till later.
No. Right.
Okay. Now, what about the fire and EMS money? I wonder, Scott, did Jenna or John, did you guys talk to Jenna about when the fire and EMS money, levy money, would come in? It is.
Same time frame, yeah. Or first schedule amount will be available to us. It won't be a full amount. We just, you'll need to final all the way to the end of the year. That'd be a good percentage of the thing. Not everyone pays in the first part of the year for their taxes.
We would have some people that pay the whole year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Some people pay the whole year.
Okay. But that money should be coming in February. Okay. Payment register detail here, Jerry, that's just...
That's what Dave had requested.
Yeah, yeah. And then we can see which...
back, and that tells you what line item all those payments came out of.
Okay, and that would be for this month, or this day. And this revenue, that's the one that you're saying, that's really the only one we're missing is the interest in.
Yeah, great.
So like looking at the general fund, basically what happened, it was favorable to us by $5,000. We got more into the general fund than what had originally been budgeted.
Yeah, there's different line items on there that you can see where we got more than what we had anticipated, and in some cases we got less than what we've anticipated. not as much less as we got a little more. I think the local government money was more than what they had anticipated that we would get.
And then you had given your salary back, and that came in here, into the general fund, which it came in under where?
That'd be under donations.
Okay, now is that under, in this particular revenue, I didn't see, I just see that it says miscellaneous.
No, gifts and donations were his, would have come in at $4,476.
Well, you'd have to look at the other appropriation revenue.
Oh, it's not, okay, it's under the appropriation, yes, it comes in there.
Don't you have this one? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, this one. This separate one, okay.
Okay.
This one doesn't break it down as much.
No.
But this is as of the same date, mm-hmm, though, basically. Right. Even though it's a different date up here.
This is that management report that I just print off every month.
Okay.
But this is a revenue status report. And this is showing that, if you go down over there, we got $1,100 less, or more, real estate tax than what we anticipated. We got $1,600 less personal property tax. We got $1,600 more franchise tax for cable TV. We got $8,000 more in local government. Other governmental, we got $749 less than we'd anticipated. And then we still have $1,725 come in on leases, and we got $2,000 less miscellaneous than what we had anticipated. So we got $5,000 more than what we had budgeted.
Do you have anything else on the budget side, Dave?
Not on the budget.
I'm just wondering, as far as, you know, looking, we want Jonathan and Scott to come up, if they would have any questions, you know, looking for next year on the budget.
Yeah, all right, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Scott, Jonathan, you guys want to come up and look at kind of how the year end has closed out here, and if you have any questions about next year. Fund status here. You guys have that?
Yeah.
You got that. So the one looking at the general fund, there's like $9,321 cash balance as of today in the general fund. As Jerry mentioned, there's going to be $1,725 coming in for cell tower revenue that would still be coming in. That so that you know there's, that's balance, was it 19? That's the balance of the legal fees that are due.
19099.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we, those are due, but we don't have the money in the general fund to pay that.
Correct.
Let's see what the difference is. What's that number at the bottom? 19.
You're 19099 and 00.
All right, let's just go. So that's what we owe. We have 9322. And we've got 1725 coming in. So we're short about $8,000 in the general fund. That's the one to me that I think, you know, you guys would want to.
It's not good.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm thinking that it's probably better to request that in advance, if we could, from the auditor's office fairly soon. And like you say, there's no point in waiting. That might be something we want to do. Jerry, does that need a fiscal officer's signature?
I don't think so. Thank
we could do that.
Mm-hmm. For the advance for the 2018 money.
Right.
We ask for a specific amount to be advanced, or do they advance 100%?
No, just ask for an advance, and then they'll, I don't think you can ask for a specific amount. Ask for an advance, and they'll send what they can.
Okay.
How do we write it up, being that this is booked in 2017, we're closing the books for 2017, and we're paying it in 2018. Is there anything we have to worry about with that, Jerry?
No.
Okay.
Because that's going to be 2018 money anyhow.
Okay.
So what do you need to, what will you be doing yet till the end of the year financially for the books in the township? And what will we need to be doing?
Not much. I'm going to get the bank statement, reconcile the bank statement, send the bills, make my deposits, and then do all that state auditor stuff that takes forever. And that's it.
When will that be done, what you're talking about?
Well, if I can get a bank statement from the bank on the 2nd of January, if they'll print one off for me, then it'll probably take me the next week to get that done.
Okay, so you're not stopping your duties on the 30th. You're going to help beyond the 31st.
I said I would get 2017 closed, and that means go through that whole process and get them books closed, get that stuff filed with the state auditor. Yeah.
Okay.
Will we need carryover balance before we can get
you'll have that
estimated?
You'll have the carryover balance as soon as I get the bank statement.
Okay.
And find out what the carryover balance is.
But they should be pretty close to what the stuff on here is, right? On the fund status.
Mm-hmm. Pretty close.
Very close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me have this back here. I'll give you guys copies. It'll probably be good for you guys to look at copies.
I think I'm scratching on there.
You know, Douglas Insurance had sent a form to cancel your bond, but I don't think we should cancel any bond if you're still working. I mean, they would probably squawk at saying that.
Yeah.
You know, if we cancel the bond.
Yeah, we don't want to do that until he's got everything's in new again.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be responsible for having a new fiscal officer to open the books for 2018, correct, Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to have that.
And then are you going to file the financial annual report with the state, or you'll have it ready to file?
No, I'm going to file it.
Okay. Do you want to see it before it's filed?
It's for 2017, so I guess it doesn't really matter to us.
Yeah, the numbers are what the numbers are.
Yeah.
For 17.
How are you going to report the outstanding, this amount? Will this be in a note in the financial statement?
Yeah, there's MD&A notes, and I've got to update that, and I will note that in there, that we have the legal bills, and this is what's outstanding.
Okay, so those obligations, but in UAN, you can't enter them as accounts payable. It's only when you pay the bill that it's entered.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know the auditor of state's office, they were going to come in January and then take a look, do the review for the prior year and do the fiscal watch review. And they had mentioned that they would want to look at that financial annual report. And that actually isn't due to be filed until, what do you have, 60 days?
Well, the thing is, you may have, but you got to remember, you got two road guys that got to be paid at the 15th of the month. And so if you don't have that stuff done, if you don't have your appropriations in place, you can't pay them.
That's what I was wondering now. How are they going to get paid 2 weeks from now?
Yep. You've got to have all that stuff done and in place, or you can't write a check to them.
So we got to report our carryover, set up our appropriations, mm-hmm. send that into Budget Commission, mm-hmm. and get that going so mm-hmm. we can pay the, 15th of January, correct? Mm-hmm.
Point of fiscal officer in there
somewhere. It's somewhere in there, yeah. Point of fiscal officer, because Jerry won't be here to do that.
Okay. And then the equipment, as far as the computer equipment and that.
When I get done with that report that needs to be filed in the state, that's going to all be brought over here and put on the table over here.
Okay. I'm wondering if we're leaving here.
Did you call somebody? Well, I guess it had to be Mitch. Let him know when you're bringing it over.
Well, I asked Jonathan if he'd be there, and I'm going to have some other people there with me to certify that what I'm bringing and that it's brought over. Mm-hmm.
You okay with me making an inventory list of everything to bring over? And...
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make an inventory.
I don't want it.
I just don't want it sitting.
No, right here. Oh, and locked in there.
You're... Yeah.
Well, there's already a computer system sitting in there.
Yeah. The old one.
Really, you're not talking, it's not actually on the computer. It's on UAN. It's on a server somewhere else, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Our computer is just mainly an access point. So mm-hmm. it, stuff sitting in here is not going to be.
Is it a desktop or a laptop?
Desktop.
Yeah. And that's the new one we got this mm-hmm. year. All right. So, in other words, when you bring this back, in the first or second week of January, you're going to bring the equipment back and all the records or whatever, mm-hmm. then you're going to be here to take inventory.
Yep. As soon as that's done, I'll get you copies off to you guys.
And that is not a problem to, if your resignation is effective the 31st, to be finishing this out. I mean, that's not a problem for us to, do we need to notify.
I feel I need to close 2017.
Yeah.
Yes. Since he had that in his resignation, right. I don't think there should be probably a problem with that.
I'm just wondering if we have to, tell the insurance company and
probably.
Yeah. Right, keep the bond until you're done. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be right to have a new fiscal officer try to close 17.
No. And to know the with debts. All the yeah. things that have gone through. Is there anything else, Jerry, that we should know then for January? You'll finish out the year, but then the appropriations and to make sure the guys get paid in January, we're going to have a fiscal officer in place by then.
Right. Sworn in.
How has that been done in the past?
Okay. How has what been done?
That they would get paid, because I thought we never made any payments.
The way it's gotten done, I would go ahead and get the bank statement reconciled. Find out how much money we have to appropriate. Go ahead and at the first meeting in January, appropriate and have it ready for the trustees just to look at that and say, okay, that's good. We'll appropriate that money. And then when the next bank statement comes, all I needed to do was update interest because everything else was in place. So we basically had our appropriations done first meeting in January. So then you put that into the county auditor and they approve it, and now you enter the amounts into UAN and you're ready to pay bills.
Did you usually do it on a temporary appropriation?
No.
Or you just went ahead?
No, never did it on a temporary at all.
Okay. And that would be one option that we
would be one option you
to
could
have.
Do that.
I'm just wondering with the
You've got the appropriations, you got inventory to deal with. That's basically what you've got to deal with to get moving on the new year. So,
as far as appropriations, there shouldn't be any problem with just, we could just keep the same appropriations as last year, the amounts that you did begin last year.
Oh, you can't do that, Jonathan. You got to appropriate what you have.
Oh, for your, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what we carried over is less than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact we're going to have fire and EMS, which is going to drastically change what was being appropriate in the general fund. That'll free up $70,000 in the general fund.
Depending on how everything pans out, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, we'll have to make a special fund. Did you talk to Jera about making a special fund? We'll have to.
Keely made note of that.
Okay. So they can assist us with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. I don't have anything else on the financial side.
We can get them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Schrader, we're caught the end of the year again without any.
You want to come up? You guys can come up here.
Yeah. Without fire contracts. So our attorney, Schrader, gave us a resolution here that we're going to extend the contracts for Oroville, East Wayne, and Kidron. Now, there's really not a time limit. It's basically until a court of final jurisdiction issues a non-appealable order resolving the legal issues. But this way, we'll have those contracts. Basically, the trustees will be signing that. Should not be a problem because on the stay order that East Wayne had made a motion on or with the court, they wanted the East Wayne contract and the Kidron contract to be continued. And we agreed with that. We have no problem. So this is kind of a stopgap measure just to make sure we're going from one year to the other. There is also a provision in here that these contracts can be amended if everybody, if the entities agree during the course of the litigation. You know, if Oroville wants to change theirs, that would still be possible. Same thing with Kidron or East Wayne. But this should carry us over into the new year while everything else is pending.
No time limit?
No, only until things get settled.
Or if you agree to revise.
Yeah.
There's a mutual agreement to revise.
Yeah.
We work things out, it becomes null and void, or there's an appeal is satisfied in a way.
Yeah.
It is null and void.
Yeah, or Orville's not involved with the litigation, so
right.
They wouldn't have to worry about that end of it.
You guys can have a conference.
Uh, And basically, Kidron should not be involved in the litigation either, since it's just between East Duane and Sugar Creek.
What this does then is just, yeah, bridges that. We kind of discussed it at that one meeting. It just assures that we have coverage going into next year. We're carrying over the prior agreements, 2017 agreements. So I think all we need to do is just...
Yeah. Give that to you, Jerry, so you can fill that out for us. I'm going to guess that make that resolution that we extend the fire and EMS contracts.
And I'll second it. Do you guys have any questions?
No, I think mine was addressed how we exit.
So with the whole thing going on and the money's being exchanged, are we holding off on paying any monies until we get this whole thing figured out?
No, as far as I was concerned, that the contract was still going to be paid.
So that's going to be 35 to Kidron and 35 to East Duane?
At this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what we don't know either is, you know, this is the first year we're going to get fire and EMS funds. Mm-hmm. So until we can actually give an exact dollar amount, we need to get with the auditor's office so they know, right, here's what you have coming in, so we can finalize these contracts too. But this bridges that, right, gap to get us, you know, through. We have coverage, but we need a little more time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. Yep. Next year we can discuss the monies and whatnot. I'm just...
Right. But yeah, since, you know, you guys are going to be coming in here in just a few days, it's important that you,
yeah,
understand what we're doing. So if there's no questions, I guess we do a roll call vote on that, Jerry.
Where does this go to once it's approved?
It'll basically just go in our files as far as its rater is indicated.
What we should probably do is make a copy
and probably send it to both, you know, to Kidron and East Duane.
Okay, I'm numbering this 12-28-17-1. Okay, Wingard?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes. Maybe what we should do is, Jerry, if you could make a copy of that for me then and just send it, mail it to me, and then I'll get a copy to Schrader.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
The Orville.
Oh, yeah.
Now, after doing that, as we said with Orville, they were willing, and we've known this for some time, but they went ahead and extended, basically offered the same contract as last year. You guys can share that one. and they've extended it for 2 years. So the resolution gave us the flexibility to go ahead and extend the contract with Orville. And then what I'm going to do is I will make a motion here that we go ahead and approve this.
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
And then you guys, if you have questions, you know, here before we do a roll call vote. But it's the same, basically the same contract as what we had last year. But this does it for 2 years rather than a 1 year.
Going back to the disputed contract that we have tied up in the court system right now. I remember right in that contract, it states that East Wayne will have the whole Sherrick Township. What if the appeal court upholds that and we have a contract with Orville? Should we not also make the same amendment on here that if that court case is, that this contract is all void too? Or is this what this resolution here is going to abide for?
Well, basically the court's order would take care of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Orville, whether Orville covers it under East Wayne or whether Orville covers it under Sugar Creek, it doesn't.
Yeah, they already have.
Just want to make sure that this one here, they understand that if
that
scenario plays out, they know that this contract would be null and void.
But what we don't want to do is what we were advised is not to be without.
No, it'd be nice if we could get like a 30-day extension, like, okay, the court order happens here and then you have 30 days to get your contract resorted back out again after that. Everything comes out. So it's not like a boom, the court hits, and now everyone's got to scramble to try to get contracts refigured out, depending on which way it comes out of the court. That's what we're kind of waiting
for. But it doesn't really matter in Orville's case, John, because in Orville's case, they're getting contracted with East Wayne anyway.
Right. Part of Barnes Township.
Right. So they already are currently under contract, although I heard last night, evidently, they have not signed a contract with Orville for next year. Which surprised me, whereas we will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now their contract, if it, you know, depending what happens in the court case, we're still going to be covered under Orville.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff tied up with that appellate in which way it comes out.
But we can't wait to.
No. We have to have something in place to cover ourselves. Right. I get that. Just making sure it's documented properly.
That's why we want to do the resolution to extend Kidron's contract. East Wayne's contract,
right?
But then we actually have a 2 year extension on Orville's.
Sure.
So, no more questions. Then, Jerry, I guess we'll do a roll call. And...
Steiner?
Yes.
Wayne?
Yes.
And then we'll need to sign both of these. We'll keep one. We want to do signed in the presence. We can have those two guys sign.
I would do that.
Just the sign over there. Now, Jerry, in the past, for contracts like this, did you want to make copies, or would you prefer I just make the copies? I hang on to one original since you're going to be returning it. Does it make more practical sense that I just take it at this point?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It's fine with me.
Okay.
So you've got the original then?
I have the original. What I'll do is I will return one to the city of Orville. I'll hand deliver it.
Okay, and what about a copy for our file?
I will make a copy. Actually, you know what, Jared? We can do this. Just let you have one. You keep that for the file, and I'll make a copy for myself. I'll get you a copy, you a copy. That way we have one.
So you're getting the copy to Orville then?
Correct.
And I'm fine with just being a PDF sent.
Okay.
Electronically.
Okay. Let's see, the insurance. Oh, we were supposed to have a...
The insurance attorney was supposed to be here to let us know the update. I've left him 3 text messages. I tried calling, went to voicemail. We chose today because it was going to suit him. And as you can see, he's not here. All I know is that it was there's going to be another telephone conference on March the 6th, I believe. That's about all I can. I haven't been able to talk to him. I have no idea what's going on. I got a feeling when it's an insurance attorney and they can go up to $25,000, they probably just milk the system. I don't know.
Jerry, did you have anything else on your side? All right. I think what I'd like to do.
Well, yeah, I do. What do I do with Matt's check?
Give it to Kevin.
Okay.
That all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to make a motion to go into executive session now for a pending legal matter, and this will be under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G3.